broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 6th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2, and the goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. I'm in studio, Kirk Crosby on the road. This half hour is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today, 877-817-9829 or thepowermall.com. And let's see. We spent last hour talking about Bill O'Reilly's scandal. And we've talked about advertisers are fleeing. BuzzFeed says almost up to 50. I think they're playing fast and loose with those numbers. I bet it's not so many. But we wisely pointed out that, you know what, the advertisers are really just saying we want to go with other programs at Fox. So they're not really downing Fox. What they're really doing is just trying to, in my mind, find a way to let the controversy die down before they come back to Bill O'Reilly. I could be wrong, but otherwise you'd leave Fox entirely as long as Fox backs Bill O'Reilly. Now, Fox and Donald Trump are teaming up to back Bill O'Reilly against these sexual harassment scandal allegations. Now, I believe men are innocent until proven guilty. The problem with that scenario is that Bill O'Reilly's been trying to settle these scandals with women since 2004. And at some point, you got to start to say where there's smoke, there's fire. And if we'll never get these women's day in court or a chance to have the truth, you know, how do we ever know if somebody's guilty if it just percolates beneath the surface in a culture war? All right. I mean, Donald Trump from the Oval Office saying, I don't think Bill O'Reilly did anything wrong. Personally, I think he should not have settled, Mr. Trump told Times reporters in a wide-ranging interview. But the National Organization for Women, which I never disagree with, they're calling for him to be fired. And they say we need to look into the culture at Fox News. You know what? It's hard to disagree with that stuff. Where do you go from here on those things? And I mentioned even Mike Pence's, what do you want to call it? A servant? What do you call this person? Secret Service agent? Pence's Secret Service agent caught with a hooker. Now, it's hard to even discuss this on a family program like we're talking about. But to me, this just shows what a disgrace we have in our society when our, quote, conservative leaders are caught in these scandals. So at the end of the broadcast, Kirk Crosby said he would have never advertised with Bill O'Reilly in the first place. But if he was an advertiser, he would stick with him until there was a, you know, proof of guilt. He'd defend the innocent until guilty idea. And I agree with Kurt on both counts. I wouldn't advertise with him. And I agree that, you know, it's hard to want to drop the advertising if he's innocent until proven guilty. At the same time, I say I wouldn't want my business in the middle of that. And either Bill can, you know, come clean and repent, admit it and get over it, which is what he probably ought to do if it's true, or he needs to go prove his innocence. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. But to me, this discussion is bigger than Bill O'Reilly. And it goes back to the discussion that we had on Wednesday, yesterday, on marriage. We talked for 2 hours about the importance of the sanctity of marriage, and if Bill O'Reilly was married to a good woman and had a Mike Pence policy where he wasn't with a woman alone except for his wife, we wouldn't be in this scandal. So there you have it. All right, without further ado, our guest, Jeremy Corden. He's the sales and marketing department head for UPMA.org. UPMA.org, that's the United Precious Metals Association, doing a great job here in Utah. You can buy and sell with legal tender, which is gold and silver in Utah and starting to be across the country as well. Jeremy, welcome back to Liberty Roundtable.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to weigh in on this? If you were advertising on Bill O'Reilly, would you pull your spots or would you wait or what would you do?
You know what? It's hard to say at this point. You know, there's so many allegations against so many people, and you know, like Donald Trump, you know, he had, you know, a lot of people that accused him of, you know, different sexual abuses, but it all dried up, you know, it was kind of just this thing before the election. So it's hard to know if, you know, a character assassination or how real it is. You know, it's one of those things that's hard to know in this day and age.
Yes, and I'm afraid these advertisers probably aren't getting any more information than you and I are, and they're still required to kind of make a decision. So you're right, it's very tough. And I don't know the truth. I agree with Kurt, though. This innocent until proven guilty thing is important, and we cannot abandon that. At the same time, when big people with big money do everything they can to have lawyers and big money settle cases and we never get to the bottom of the truth on them, that's hard to handle, too. And the problem is there are, quote, conservative leadership, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's hard to know, you know, but, you know, until someone's convicted, you know.
But if they use attorneys forever,
as if they were convicted before they really are.
Yeah. If they use attorneys, though, and prevent ever going to court and settle with women and, you know, the court proceedings require people to shut up and not talk about it and everything else, you know,
yeah,
you almost.
Then that becomes even stickier because then you might never know.
Right. So I don't know. It's a tough discussion we're in. And the only real answer is to create a culture of morality in America. And if we do that, then a lot of times these people could be exposed quicker. Their guilty conscience could come forward, et cetera. And, you know, we might have a sea change. But again, Bill O'Reilly's got the most watched show, the most popular cable news show on the planet right now. And, you know, if the American people just decided would rather look towards a greater leader, somebody who wasn't embroiled in scandals, then we might get somewhere too. But as our culture stands, what do you do? Kirk Crosby's right. There's a lot of people there that would buy your products and services. It's hard to turn that down.
Yeah.
But I would submit, if we have dishonest money, it's pretty easy to be dishonest in everything else. If we return to honest money, that would be the start, Jeremy.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, when you have a private banks and print up, you know, infinite money at the tip of the hat and then give it to their friends, you know, for 0% interest. You know, that's not a force for, you know, good in the world.
All right. Now, good things have been happening. We had gold and silver passed as legal tender in the state of Utah some years ago, but it's been very hard to put the law into practical use because people just aren't geared up to take gold and silver. But you guys have been working on that tremendously at the United Precious Metals Association. But how did the bills go this last session? What we're doing is tinkering with things to make it more and more and more usable and exchangeable and portable and all the things that make it reality, right?
Sure. Yeah, we've got to pass the bill, you know, it's not an idiot. Yeah.
We're having trouble hearing you. Talk more into your phone.
I say we pass bills just about every year.
Okay, so what happened this last session?
Bill, it's that every year, you know, improving and building on the Legal Tender Act of 2011.
Perfect. So what happened this last session?
So this last session, we had two bills. The first bill was actually in Arizona. It was from our board of director, Representative Mark Fincham. And then we had the bill here in Utah. And the one in Utah, what we were aiming to do is have the state recognize in-state gold repositories where the state could hold precious metals. Because right now they can, they just don't have a mechanism to do so. So we're trying to address that. But what we really wanted was the ability for precious metal accounts or legal tender precious metal accounts within the state to be exempt from an FDIC insurance requirement. Because what you had happen in the state of Utah is there are municipalities and counties within the state of Utah that have wanted to do gold bonds. Now, a gold bond is when they hold debt denominated in gold to the bondholders, and they have to pay that debt back in gold with interest in gold.
Which violates legal tender ideas. It makes it a commodity as opposed to a legal tender in that scenario, right?
Well, no, because if you denominate debt in legal tender gold and silver, what you're doing is you're using it for a loan, you know. So if anything, it's building on the idea that it's legal tender. Now, the problem with that is the FDIC which, you know, all these accounts, you know, within the state and the municipality level, they have to have their accounts insured by the FDIC. They don't insure legal tender gold and silver. So it's, you know, even though otherwise it would be legally possible, it's de facto not legally possible for them to do this. And, you know, the money council or, you know, some bureaucracy in Salt Lake City came out and told us, hey, you can't, you know, try to do gold bonds because these accounts aren't FDIC insured. So another thing that the bill would have addressed this year, and it was kind of tucked in there, is it would have removed the FDIC requirement for the state as well as any other municipality or county within the state to have an FDIC-insured account as long as there was another type of insurance.
All right, so this is getting very confusing. Let's talk about it because there's a lot of issues here. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about it.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Jeremy Corden, United Precious Metals Association, UPMA.org, riding shotgun on the broadcast today. He's the sales and marketing department head for UPMA.org. Now, there's several issues here. I'm just learning about it with everybody else, and it's complicated, and we got to make sure we understand it, Jeremy. So let me make several statements to see if I get it. Correct me where I'm wrong. Don't feel bad. You know, disagree. Say, no, that's not right, Sam, because the goal is to get it right, and the goal is to understand. And just because I'm the talk show host, that does not mean I know everything. I know it's supposed to mean that, but it really doesn't if you want the truth. I know a lot of things. I don't know everything, and I need to learn. So let's make this clear. We're talking about legal tender. And when you talk about legal tender in Utah, gold and silver, if it's the right gold and silver, is legal tender. But the practicality of dealing with it day to day when the state doesn't operate in that method or medium of exchange, it's very difficult. And so the bill this year was to try to get to where the state would deal with legal tender. They can, but they just don't have a great provision to do so. And it was to move that along so they will have these accounts to deal in gold and silver coinage. Part of the problem with that discussion and moving them to do that was this FDIC insured issue. Whereas if it's legal tender, then it must be FDIC insured. However, it's a state law that says it's legal tender. The federal law doesn't necessarily recognize it as so. And so the FDI insurance didn't apply. So the goal on one hand might be to say, well, let's get the FDI insurance to apply to gold and silver in the state of Utah. But it's easier to say, why don't we just leave it for competing insurance opportunities? And we don't have to have it FDIC insured if it has some kind of other insurance on it. Is that how it is?
That's pretty close. That's pretty close to exactly how it is.
Okay, so help me understand the rest and then put it into reality for us.
Okay, so one missing piece is that there's a type of legal tender gold and silver that's legal tender anywhere in the country, which is why members outside, UPMA members outside the state of Utah can have a UPMA account. Now, this legal tender is the gold buffaloes and gold eagles minted by the U.S. Treasury, as well as the silver eagles, which are minted by the Treasury. You'll notice they have a face value on them. When it's gone to court, the court has upheld the status of said coins as legal tender.
But so far, it's only those, though. Your other gold and silver rounds and things like that and strange coins don't count, right?
Those are legal tender within the state of Utah. All precious, all gold and silver within the state of Utah is considered legal tender. But what we're talking about here specifically is our legal tender coins that are legal tender everywhere. So that's what we want the state.
And the reason that we want multiple insurance opportunities on this is, number one, it's great to have competition in insurance. There's no reason that it has to be the FDIC. Number one, and number two, that debate about legal tender determines, it may make sense in some places or qualify and in other places may not. This is an attempt to allow it to qualify everywhere, right?
Right.
All right, so did it pass or no?
So our bill that ran in Utah stalled because the treasurer of the state lobbied hard against it. He was terrified that he was going to be having to deal with coins all the time. But really, our aim was to allow gold bonds in at the county and state or in the municipality level. So we're going to try again next year and be more specific about what we want. I think that'll help us, and do a smaller bill. Our bill in Arizona, though, did pass. So the bill that was pushed by Mark Fincham was very similar to the Utah Legal Tender Act. It removes capital gains on the sales of gold and silver, which is one of the many barriers to using it as money. So his bill did pass through the legislature, and actually had Ron Paul show up.
Yeah, we heard about that.
He was supporting the bill as well.
So did the governor sign it too?
In legislative effort.
Did the governor sign it in Arizona?
You know what? I don't think so. But it sounds like they might.
All right. Well, hopefully,
the past couple of years, the governor's been vetoing this bill.
Hopefully, we can get that done because that'll be a whole nother state. Now, understand, folks, this is very easy in theory. Somebody might say, Sam, gold and silver is already legal tender. Go look at your constitution. I get it. But I also get that it's very complicated. One's theory or, best case scenario or whatever you want to call it. The other one's reality. It's very difficult on a day-to-day basis to literally use gold and silver as legal tender. It's getting better every day with the work of UPMA and others, but it's very difficult for the complications we just pointed out. It's hard for people to understand. The treasurer for the state of Utah, all confused, thinking he's going to have to run around and count silver coins. And when we're talking about these bonds, we're really talking about the ability for the state to put itself on much more sound financial footing with real reserves that would be less subject to fiat money fiascos or whatever you want to say. That this would stabilize the state of Utah's reserves and wherewithal, would it not?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing that we're hoping that the state would do, and we're looking at modifying the bill after the treasurer objected. We found out the state of Utah can already do this. Is we wanted the state to have a rainy day fund that was denominated in precious metal.
And see, if that happened,
it can legally do this. They just have decided not to so far.
Well, if that did happen, though, then we wouldn't be subject to the markets. We wouldn't be subject to the dollar's rise and fall. We'd have a lot more stability. Nobody disagrees. Some people say, well, gold and silver are not a great investment. I disagree, but they say that all day. What they cannot argue with is the stability, right?
No, they can't. And there's an example that I give folks. I say that my grandmother lives in the Bay Area in San Francisco, and she had a neighbor that lives across the street, this old Jewish lady. And in the 60s, she put about $2,000 in a mason jar and hid said mason jar in the foundation of her home. Now, when she died just a couple of years ago, they found the mason jar with bills denominated to the 1960s. They don't know if she forgot about it or, it just stayed there. I think that was her emergency cash supply. Well, at the time when she put it there, it would have done 20% of a down payment on a home in the Bay Area. You know, and now it's like $5,000, right? You know, I mean, that might be your down payment on a new car, but certainly not one of the $1 million homes in the Bay Area. Well, had she put it into gold instead, when it was $35 an ounce, then it would still be able to do a 20% down payment on a home in the Bay Area. You know, so really it's not about getting rich. It's about preserving your wealth.
And what would you do? You'd take that pegged at $35 an ounce and you'd figure out how many ounces at 2000 that would buy. And then you'd figure out how many ounces of gold that is in today's dollars. And it would be equivalent.
Yeah. It'd be the equivalent of a 20% down payment on a house in the Bay Area. And those are $1 million homes, you know, so $5,000, you know, you're dealing with.
How much money did she have in there? 5,000?
Yeah, $5,000 cash.
Wow.
So at $35 an ounce, I mean, you have over 100 ounces of gold, you know, and at, you know, $1,300 an ounce, you know, it ends up being right about that.
A lot of money.
20% of it.
A lot of difference,
well, I mean,
folks,
story,
when you think about it.
The story is that, you know, the cash isn't worth that much anymore. You know, it's maybe... Oh, you know, it's lost like, what, 95% of its value, 97% of its value. And it was just sitting there in the mason jar. You know, I wasn't doing anything. But that's not just her story. That's everybody's story. If you save cash, you know, over the long term, you know, you're going to lose to inflation. You know, gold is the better thing to use for preserving your wealth.
All right. So we had $5,000 and it was $35 an ounce at the time, right?
Right.
So what's that, 142 ounces of gold?
Yep.
Or 142.85, so I'm going to say 143 ounces of gold, right?
Okay.
So 143 ounces of gold, and how much is an ounce of gold worth now, $1,300?
Probably $1,300 for the coin, right.
All right. It's $185,900. You're getting close to that, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to do the math so people can understand. And so the point that I'm getting at for the state of Utah is, you know what, you're providing stability in the rainy day fund when you do that. Yeah, you might not get rich and just have it, you know, be an investment as the modern day term is, but you're going to have that stability. And no one debates that gold and silver provide stability worldwide. Whenever anything goes wrong, people flee to that stability reality check, don't they?
Right.
All right.
The idea is that there's a huge amount of financial turmoil. That you know, a precious metal legal tender account is going to do far better than, you know, the bonds or, you know, anything else that the state decides to hold or something like that.
So we ought to call it the Rainy Day Stability Fund Act. You know?
Yeah. And you know what? That's kind of what we're looking at. And then they came back to us and said, well, you know, it's already the law that the state of Utah can do this. The treasurer has just decided not to take advantage of it.
We got to get a new treasurer then. All right, Jeremy Corden with us, ladies and gentlemen. The United Precious Metals Association, UPMA.org. Kirk Crosby's going to chime in on this in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. You got to understand the proper role of honest money. Wouldn't we have an honest society if we started with honest money?
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. A document by the EU Council is implying that Spain will have a significant say-so on whether or not the Brexit deal will allow Gibraltar to leave the EU as well as the UK. Now, specifically, the EU Council stated the Brexit deal will not apply to Gibraltar without, quote, an agreement between the United Kingdom and the Kingdom of Spain. A Conservative Party leader started a firestorm by suggesting that Britain continue to defend Gibraltar as it always has. Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel has announced a special identification card that is specifically designed to ensure illegal aliens in the city can get welfare benefits but are not put at risk for deportation. The program is specifically designed to make sure no paper trail with an address can be captured in the application process. The person shows anything that indicates his name, date of birth. The documents are not recorded or kept. Neither is the address. Now, that makes it impossible for federal authorities to trace the individual. And this is typical for sanctuary cities. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
The county sheriff is the first line of defense in preserving the constitutional rights of all citizens. To help your sheriff keep his oath of office, join the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Who taught you skip stones?
My dad.
Family. Isn't it about time?
He must be good.
Yeah, my mom taught him.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Dear Christine, I wanted to write and tell you some exciting news.
What, what are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm writing Christine a letter to tell her about Emily's first tooth.
At 2 o'clock in the morning?
It's a mom thing.
I'll get her.
I don't have the words to thank you for having the courage to give us our most precious gift. We can only thank you by raising her the way you'd always hoped. How'd you get her to sleep so fast?
It's a dad thing. Honey, will you tell her thanks from me?
Of course I will.
Adoption. It's about love. A message from LDS Family Services.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
Yes, you are, ladies and gentlemen. Pro-life, pro-God, pro-family, pro-country, pro-the United States of America, and pro-gold and silver, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got Jeremy Corden with us. He's the marketing and sales expert for UPMA.org. That's the United Precious Metals Association. Doing a great job promoting a return to constitutional currency. The Bible says honest weights and measures. Boy, do I support that reality check. Kurt, do you want to weigh in on this? You got this lady that had $5,000 back in the 60s. She put it in a mason jar, and it basically is worth hardly anything now, $5,000. But the purchasing power's gone down big time. It used to be 20% on an incredible house in the Bay Area, California, million-dollar houses now. But if you had that in gold and silver, 143 ounces worth, which would have been the $35 equivalent back in the 60s, now about $1,300 worth, still buys 20% down payment on that incredible home in the Bay Area, Kurt. Just goes to show it's the stability factor that wins every time, huh?
Well, that's right, Sam. And I was looking at their website, upma.org, looking at there, they've got sections. One of them is the Learn About Us section. And it says the UPMA, or the United Precious Metals Association, was established shortly after the passage of the Utah Specie Legal Tender Act in early 2011. It's known as a gold and silver depository. They offer Americans a choice, and I suppose it's not just Americans, but anybody anywhere, a choice in the type of currency that they use by offering accounts denominated in U.S. minted gold and silver dollars. Members benefit from 0% buy-sell spread and low vaulting costs. Members may even transact with each other using gold or silver dollars within our closed-loop payment system. Then they tell you how to open an account, et cetera. They do give you some frequently asked questions. Some of these are, for example, what are gold and silver dollars? How much does this service cost? What does the membership fee cover? Are these accounts insured? What makes the gold UPMA vaults different? How can I use this account, et cetera? There's a few more. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you probably wonder, why would we go over this? Well, number one reason is we try to promote the Constitution of the United States. And in the Constitution, it says that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debt. So when you read that little phrase that I just said, you ask yourself, well, what? All these smart guys can't figure out that no state's supposed to take anything but gold and silver coin. It's not that hard to understand, and yet you look and you find that there's no real place where that's been changed. We just haven't been following it. So you could just simply say that our states have been not following the Constitution.
Amen to that. So I got a slogan here now for the UPMA, Kurt. It's about honest money. Let's make wealth great again. Right?
That's a great.
It's about honest money. Let's make wealth great again. How much does it cost to have a UPMA?
You guys are doing my job for me.
How much does it cost to have an account, Kurt? Let's break that down a little bit.
Well, according to this, it says, how much does this service cost? This is on the UPMA.org site. It says all funded accounts pay a monthly membership fee of about $2.50. That's $2.50. This covers vaulting and insurance of up to 2 ounces of gold or 100 ounces of silver. Each additional gold coin or 20 silver coins costs roughly an additional 25 cents per month. That seems pretty, fair.
Well, it's about half of what the banks charge for their services for their accounts, you know?
Yeah.
Well, the banks, you know, you're loaning them your money, so they can make money off your money.
And they charge you about double for your account. Most accounts cost, you know, 5, 8, 10, whatever, double, triple, whatever, just to have the account unless you have plenty of money in it. And then they'll give you a break on that, making you feel like you got a good deal, right?
Yeah.
All right. So it costs that to have the account. Then what, Kurt?
These are some of the other questions on the UPMA website. Is UPMA a bank? May I deposit my own gold and silver?
Certainly not, and thank the heavens. Is that the answer?
What's that?
Certainly not. It's not a bank, and thank the heavens. Is that the answer?
Well, it says, no, banks loan out your money. That's kind of like Jeremy said. And are only required to keep a small percentage of it in reserve. You know, that's what we call fractional banking. We hold 100% reserve for all deposits. That's kind of like honest banking. Your gold and silver dollar holdings are never loaned to others unless you authorize it.
Huh. Whoa, you mean I'm in charge?
That's referring to the gold bond program. If we ever get the gold bond program going, that may be an option for depositors to get a return on their gold account on some sort of bond. Ooh. But that would never be mandatory for everybody. It would be a program available to people on request.
All right. It's about honest money. Let's make wealth great again. That's what we need to be saying, folks. We really need to focus on this. All right. Any other questions there, Kurt or Jeremy, you want to chime in here? This is something that people need to learn more about. The problem is the learning curve is steep. It's hard for people to really understand what the differences are and why the value and how to handle it all, right? It's kind of hard.
Well, yeah, you know, there's an old really phrase, Jeremy, there's an old phrase that you might have heard of before. The one guy said, people are down on what they're not up on. And, you know, really, that's the bottom line here is we've gone far away from our constitutional basis of how we should have been using honest money. So now this is foreign to us. But, frankly, as far as I can tell, ladies and gentlemen, we need to reacquaint ourselves with honest money and promote that kind of thing, so that then we can maybe, to coin a phrase, make America great again.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people aren't aware that they can use sound money or that it exists within the United States, and it does in the form of those coins produced by the U.S. Treasury, the $50 gold buffalo and the $50 gold eagle, as well as a $1 silver coin. people have just never thought to circulate these things. It never made sense to do it until we came out with the technology to do so. Now, we're the first legal tender gold repository in the country where your account is denominated in legal tender gold and silver. Now, the advantage of having it be legal tender in any state based off federal law is that you're not going to get the same kind of a capital gain tax that you're going to get on Bitcoin or any other type of e-gold account when you transact with it. What I'm saying is if you buy an ounce of gold for $1,000 and you transact with it for the value of $2,000, the IRS is going to want to go after you for a capital gain on that $1,000 appreciation. But if you're using, say, a $50 legal tender ounce of gold, you know, it's always going to be $50. It can never appreciate because it's always $50.
And that way you can pay your employees quite a bit less money. All you got to do is give them one of them silver eagle, silver coins for, per hour and you're
now,
good
you
to go.
Be careful. You got to be careful with that because if you do anything that looks like tax evasion with these coins.
But how can I be doing tax evasion if it's legal and if it says a dollar and if they've ruled over and over and over, it's a dollar and I, pay somebody, a dollar an hour?
Well, then you'd be breaking a minimum wage law.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see.
So you gotta be careful with that. But the only legal, the only case that was a win for the IRS regarding these coins was an individual that was paying his contractors in these $50 gold coins. And they flipped around and they turned them right back into cash in the same business. And they did that immediately, but they weren't circulating the gold. They were just getting paid in gold, turning it back into cash and saying, oh, we're really making $50. The IRS said, no, this is tax evasion. And they were able to win that one in court.
And how do they say it's tax evasion? The only reason they're turning it into to other money is because they're forced to by societal reality, right?
Sure, but they're doing it immediately.
Yeah, so I got a question then. If I go
for the purpose of avoiding payroll tax.
If I go take my $1,300 and buy a $50 gold coin, and now the government says it's $50, have they created tax evasion? What I'm telling you is you can't have it both ways.
Right? They're probably right in their argument. But being right doesn't always mean that you're going to win.
That's right. And the problem is you've got to, let's talk about it. Jeremy Corden with us, upma.org in seconds. Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right. And he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him. And believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, Jeremy Corden, upma.org on your radio. So what you got is a crisis, an honesty crisis between the government. So on one hand, they got this $50 coin. They say it's $50. That's the face value. Legally, that's true. You got to hold that. On the other hand, if I take that and I switch that legal tender by the supreme law of the land for this false legal tender that claims that it's $1,300 equivalent, now they say I'm evading taxes? What? So see, that's the problem. That's the complications of doing business like this. And I don't bring this up to be negative on using gold and silver. I bring this up to say the government's got a crisis they're going to have to at some point resolve. And the more you and I stand with honest money, the sooner it'll happen, Jeremy. The sooner we'll have integrity in the system.
You know, Jeremy, I think one of the places where we first met, you might have seen me along with selling the raw honey, having the silver coins. I don't think I typically have the gold coins unless they're some of the replicas of the gold coins that the Mormons used in the early 1800s. But on your website, under our services, it says U.S. legal tender gold silver coins. Says, since the Reagan years, the Treasury of the United States has minted U.S. dollars in the form of gold and silver coin. That's one of my favorite things to do is have one of those 2017 silver dollars sitting on the table with the honey. And people ask, when I ask them, have you seen one of those silver dollars from 2017? They look at you like, you just fell from the sky, maybe from Mars or something. And yet, like it says on your website, these coins are considered legal tender, just like Federal Reserve notes. This means that transactions made with gold or silver coins are not considered barter transactions. You brought this part up about Bitcoin. It says here, therefore, the transactions cannot be taxed as if they were barter transactions. By using these U.S. minted gold and silver coins, members can protect themselves from the depreciation of the Federal Reserve note while avoiding the tax penalties of bartering with Bitcoin or gold bullion. Anyway, it's interesting, and maybe what you ought to do is teach us how, like, let's just say neither one of us know much about this, and we ought to try to start using more of your system. Let's just teach us how to do that maybe in the remaining time we have.
Okay. You know, really, our payment system is great for paying somebody else you know. They have to be a UPMA member. They have to be in the closed-loop system. So you can pay somebody in legal tender, gold and silver. You can use sound money. Now, what we're developing is, essentially an app where you can pull out your phone and you can pay somebody a fraction of a gold coin. So, you know, well, it's not always convenient to pay somebody a $50 gold coin or a whole ounce of gold. If you can break that down and say, well, I want to pay you 1/2000th of an ounce of gold, then you really have something going for you. So that's exactly what we're going to be allowing people to do. It'll almost feel like it's a cryptocurrency.
Well, maybe get into that just a little more. I'm looking at the App Store, for example, and I see UPMA Liquid Gold, and I see like a little cool little, I don't know if it's a seagull or an eagle or whatever it is, and it's got like a gold, thing there, and you can choose that. It says North American Monetary Exchange Corporation, UPMA Liquid Gold. Is that the one you're talking about?
You know what? The app's not finished yet. You know, the reason why we haven't released it yet is because we want to make sure it's 1,000% secure. We don't want everybody transacting gold and silver if we can't provide a secure enough platform to where we can be sure that no one's going to be getting hacked or robbed or anything else. But we're very close to launching the Sound Money app.
Okay, so even though I find it here on the app store or whatever. It's not ready to be used, but it's in process or whatever. UPMA liquid
filter. Right, it's in process.
And there you go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. So first, you get an account. You can tie that account to a debit card. And you can think of the account as two ways. You can think of it as a way to save money and to preserve wealth and to stabilize your portfolio, if you will. That's one way. The other way, though, is to use it day-to-day and try to grow the use of gold and silver as a day-to-day method of exchange. I mean, those are kind of the two main uses, right, Jeremy?
Sure. And we're going to... We're going to be emphasizing the payment system a lot more when it's more complete and more user-friendly. Because right now, you know, you got to call into the office. We got to go through a two-step authentication process to send money, which is fine because it protects you, but it's not scalable. You know, we can't have thousands of people calling into the office, you know. But it's great for making large payments at this point. So if you want to buy a piece of land with gold, you can do so.
So where do we go from here in terms of day-to-day use of this, in terms of is it something that the average person can do, or is it just something that, hey, you got to be wealthy enough or you got to understand it well enough? How is it going to grow to the masses?
You know what?
Really?
It's a great program, but it's not a great program if you're living paycheck to paycheck. Just because there's a $2.50 membership fee, that applies to $1 million account just as easy as it applies to, you know, $100 account. Yeah, so you got $100 in there that you're going to need for something later in the month. And we take that, you know, we take $250 of it for a membership fee. I mean, that's not a good deal. So I wouldn't recommend it for absolutely everybody. But if you've got, you know, a few thousand dollars that you're trying to protect, you want it to be insured and you want it to have a zero buy sell spread, then a UPMA account might be great for you. You know, and you'll eventually be able to easily pay other people in gold or silver using our app.
All right. So the app, there's a new app out yet?
Not out yet, but it should be out. Let's see. It should be out later this year.
Because I think that's one of the big keys. When that's out, that'll make a lot of difference. That and the debit cards.
That'll make a huge difference. You're going to hear about it when the app comes out.
And the debit cards are one of the other huge pieces to really make it, or you know, usable for the average person on a day-to-day basis, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah, we have debit cards. You know, the problem that we're trying to solve is, you know, a lot of folks, and probably most of your listeners know that it's wise to have some gold and silver because of the monetary problems that we're in. But what most people run into is when you go to the coin store, you might pay them $1,300 for a coin, but they're going to buy it back from you for like $1,250, right? And that's just a buy-sell spread. You know, you essentially lost, you're guaranteed to have lost $50 as soon as you bought that coin. And you have to hold on to it until it goes up at least $50 or until, you know, the Federal Reserve note goes down, depending on how you look at it. So that makes it a long-term hold. But instead, what we do is we allow members to sell directly to each other. So if you buy a gold coin from UPMA for $1,300 and it goes up 1% the next day, instead of losing $37, you know, you're gonna be able to sell it back to the membership for $13.13. So what we've done is we've removed the buy-sell spread on gold and silver for our members.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the key is to be a member. The key is to get in on the ground floor and kind of understand what this is. And the more people that get involved in it, the faster it's going to become mainstream, the faster it's going to become day-to-day. You know, they're floating things like Bitcoin. And my response is, why would you use a Bitcoin when you can literally have physical gold and silver in a highly protected vault that's insured, and you can use it day-to-day like a virtual currency? I mean, isn't that the best of all worlds, Jeremy?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of the advantages of virtual currencies are going to be they're going to be there as soon as we launch that app, and everything's backed by 100% gold. One thing that we do for transparency reasons is for members that have, you know, $50,000 plus worth of assets, UPMA is we allow them to participate in physical audits, so they can see and touch the gold for themselves and know it's there.
You know, we need to have a little bit more accountability in the financial industry, I think.
All right. Are there a lot of competing services? I've never seen anything as unique as UPMA, meaning that it's privately insured. It's real gold and silver. You've used the parameters to make it literal legal tender. It's legal tender all over the country. You know, that there's big differences in the twists and the details you guys have put together. Eventually, you'll have an app for businesses and consumers to deal with each other. You'll have the ability to use debit cards. I mean, no one's put together the blend that you guys have at all, right?
No. No one else is using legal tender gold and silver within the United States. Now, we're not the first company to offer a gold-denominated account with a debit card. You know, you have Gold Money, for example, that does that. But they're going to charge you 0.5% in and 0.5% out, whereas we have a membership fee that's pretty small and a zero buy sell spread. So a lot of folks that have joined us used to belong to Gold Money. And the other advantage is that, you know, we're dealing with legal tender, and no one else is doing that. We're the first legal tender gold repository in the country, and we're actually opening up our new building. We have a brand new building that we're building, and that's going to open up in the next couple of weeks at the Alpine Roundabout. And that's where people can visit us now.
And there's training events that go along to educate people too that you guys have quite frequently, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we have training events. We also have that lobbying effort. You know, so there's quite a few things that UPMA does. This is just the vaulting service that we offer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. We're going to have Jeremy Corden back on a monthly basis to catch us up on the changes as things unfold across the country, as we get gold and silver more and more and more usable as a competing currency in America, as we return to the Founding Fathers' era of honest money codified by the supreme law of the land and backed by the Almighty. That's what we need to do, folks. The sooner we get that done, the sooner we have honesty and money, then we can back into honesty in every area. But if you're going to have dishonest money, I'm not so sure you'll have honesty anywhere, really. It's just my humble 2 cents. Jeremy Corden, thank you, my friend. We'll have you back.
All right, thank you. Have a good one.
UPMA.org is their website. Check it out and get involved today. And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to donate, every penny that you give us will be used to promote liberty. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure.